Investors worry about a leadership gap at The Gap.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The clothing company Gap, which also owns Old Navy and Banana Republic, is unfashionable right now, at least to investors. Its CEO announced his retirement, and since that news broke, the markets have been unkind to the company's stock. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been following the story, and he joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, David.
So what's the damage so far?
Well, the Gap company lost 6% in German trading after losing 8% in extended trading here in the States. Uh-huh. So that followed yesterday's announcement that its CEO was retiring. 52-year-old Glenn Murphy is going to give up the reins to the head of its digital business. His name is Art Peck.
So in light of all that, should we assume that Gap was struggling as a company?
Well, you might assume that, but not exactly. Yes, store sales were weak last month, but during the Glenn Murphy era, stock shares actually doubled from the depths of the recession. The company cut costs, they added more vibrant colors to what many considered kind of a tired, khaki-focused company. It expanded to 50 countries, it expanded its profile online, so arguably not a bad turnaround for Murphy.
All this expansion globally online, so what's going on with the stock price here?
Well, a couple analysts say they're sorry to see him go, that this could be a vote of no confidence in the change here. And there are signs the turnaround could be slowing down. For instance, a new ad campaign with black and white TV commercials suggesting we're all supposed to dress normal. Well, that has not juiced the sales numbers.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong. Thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.
The New York Times is reporting the White House was worried about that big J.P. Morgan data breach long before the rest of us found out about it. And it seems those same hackers also tried to hack into servers at five other banks. President Obama will be in California today. He's scheduled to deliver a speech on the economy focused on millennials. The president is not making many campaign speeches ahead of the midterms. His role is to motivate donors more than voters. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
You just have to look at the polls to see why President Obama has become fundraiser-in-chief instead of campaigner-in-chief. Democratic candidates in red states don't want to campaign with the president because he's so unpopular on their home turf, according to Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics.
When you look at the approval ratings for President Obama in most of these states, he's in the low 30s.
Sabato says the president is helping Democrats more by staying out of sight and raising big money. Who still loves him? The party's base. Jack Pitney is a political scientist at Claremont McKenna College.
Yeah, there are a lot of very affluent Democrats and liberals who are willing to pay money to see the president.
I asked the White House how much President Obama has raised for Democrats. They say they don't have a figure. The Democratic National Committee wouldn't give me one either. But the Center for Responsive Politics keeps track of fundraising reports, and it says the Democratic Party has raised almost $600 million so far this year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
If you like cars, Paris is a good place to be right now. The city is hosting the Paris Motor Show, one of the biggest events of the year for the global auto industry. More than 270 companies from 21 countries are showing off their latest products. And as the BBC's Theo Leggett has discovered, some are more interesting than others.
A thumping soundtrack reaches a crescendo. Hundreds of onlookers strain to catch a glimpse as the covers come off. What tends to be a quite dull and ordinary-looking new car. But every now and then, you do see something that's different and exciting that gets your pulse racing. I'm talking about concept cars, creations which are put on display to wow the crowds, but which will never be put into production. So, what's the point of them?
It's a very competitive business, so if you've got a really good concept, that's a way to grab some attention, grab some headlines, and get some interest in your car brand.
David Leggett of industry website JustAuto.com. Well, among the concepts here in Paris is the sleek and super luxurious Q80 from Japanese brand Infiniti. Its designer's Alfonso Albesa.
We executed this in silhouette, so it has a very long, sweeping roof that comes to a tapering point. And it gives a romantic, classical sense, but the execution, I feel, is quite modern, so I love this.
Product manager François Boncon says the car makes a big statement about the company's ambitions.
It's a signal that we deliver to the industry as we are growing. It's a signal that we are ready to fight with the best of the best.
But it's not all about looks. What's under the skin matters as well. At Peugeot, they're building bits of their concept cars out of old newspapers, as design chief Gilles Vidal explains.
We have what we call newspaper wood. Out of old newspaper, making blocks of material into which we will sculpt new pieces. So it's a very technically efficient, environmentally efficient and poetic at the same time.
And if sometimes what we see on display at motor shows never makes it into production, it might just be our own fault. That's according to Land Rover's design director, Jerry McGovern.
Quite often we might do something that's very doable as a production car, as a concept. Reaction to it isn't very good, so we don't do it.
So, concept cars aren't just flights of futuristic fantasy from over-enthusiastic engineers. They do serve a real purpose, and they make motor shows like this one a lot more interesting as well. For Marketplace, I'm Theo Leggett at the Paris Motor Show.
If you'd like to see some of those concept cars, there's video on our website. That's at marketplace.org. Finally, a semblance of civility returns to commercial air travel in the U.S., at least in the first-class cabins. American and United have announced that passengers in first class will once again get a meal when they fly on many domestic flights. The rest of us will continue to savor that single cookie. In Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.